It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's the poster child for no cloning.
Paul LaVoy!
But we gotta keep fighting for the right to be free. And every human being doesn't have to agree. We all bleed red, brother, listen to me. It's time for love and unity.
Do we still say that, Sammy? Let's go, Brandon?
Yeah, we could. It's kind of passe at this point in time.
I can't tail out the music only when you're on.
Yeah.
There's maybe 43 seconds of clean audio, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because I just play the whole thing. What's Steve going to do, fire you?
Well, there is that, and then the fine that, you know, Mr. Greeley pays, and yeah.
Well, he would just take it out of your paycheck.
Yeah,
it gets, well, I hear him. You're making like thousands of bucks an hour.
It gets,
radio personality.
It gets ugly. I think every one of the seven words you can't say on TV is in that video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
George
I would
Carlin
think,
words.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus a couple other ones.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Before I get that dreaded nasty gram saying I didn't introduce my guest, it's samsguns.com owner Sam Scarmardo.
That's me. And samsguns.com is officially for sale. So.
Whoa.
Yeah, I just changed realtors.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
How long's it been for sale?
A couple years.
Oh, it's like bars and restaurants, everything's for sale?
Yeah, you know, everything's for sale right
and
there.
And radio stations.
I swap Greeley even.
What's that?
I swap Steve even.
Swap him evenly?
Yeah.
You think Greeley would make a good gun store owner?
I don't know, but I'd make a good radio personality.
You think so? I don't know. What do the listeners think of that one? 928-854-5687.
I never said any of the seven words. That was Barry's the one that said all the seven words on the radio that one time.
There is bootlicking toady.
Yeah, but that's not on a word. That's not on the list. It was bootlicking toady, and then someone went and bought him a big coffee mug for that said bootlicking toady on it, and he always would put it there when I would come on the radio, and I said, yeah, well, that's you.
Do you know how to clear out the Speak Out kitchen with no sink in 2 seconds?
Yeah.
When Greeley's here, just say bootlicking toady. He walks out shaking his head like, oh, no. Because it doesn't seem like that long ago that Steve
That's
Cleverly was here.
20 years ago, I think.
But it doesn't seem like that long, does it?
No, I don't miss him.
In radio years,
am I supposed to miss him or what?
That's like 60 minutes.
I heard he came through a couple years ago and hocked his spare tire for gas money.
He did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, to Joby. But now Joby's not here anymore.
Wait, he came into the store?
Came into town.
Oh.
And stopped down by Joby and hocked his spare tire so he had gas money.
What do you have, like a gossip line? You have a party line on your phone still?
Everybody, when it comes to people I don't like, I get reports on an hourly basis.
That's funny.
You should see how many people call me up about you.
Yeah, I bet. That's funny, though. That's a good one.
It comes time I'm supposed to get physical with you.
Who does like me?
I don't know. Who likes me? Nobody.
I sleep
well at night.
I think they like me more when you're on the show, though.
Well, I like my doggies. They love their daddy.
Because we put you on the air. Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but Bill O'Reilly is coming back on.
I noticed that.
KNTR Talk.
What is this with this? I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I'm pronouncing each and every word succinctly.
Jerry Stewart's his voice coach.
Is it?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I know, right?
I mean, it's almost as bad as the, and trust me, I'm a Christian. It's this Christian share ministry thing. That commercial just drives me up a wall.
I love that commercial.
Do you? I love the philosophy and the theory behind it, but this guy thinks that we're so stupid, he has to pronounce every single sentence and do an accentuation at the end.
I'm pretty sure I know what he's doing. He probably has a list of talking points.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And he's talking off, instead of writing it as a script.
Yeah.
When you write, you tend to write way too much.
Right.
And you end up rushing it. A great example is the guy who does the sports reports on Fox News Radio.
Yeah.
Any sports story? Yeah. Oh man, just
he's terrible.
Is he terrible or what?
He
just rattles it off, man. Yeah. I'm like, hey, wait, slow down. I'm not getting the point here. So yeah, I think that's what's going on. But anyway, back to Bill O'Reilly. His 1 hour show, No Spin News, is coming back. Actually, this is a new program. This is a 1 hour program. It's going to air after Mark Levin, 7 to 8 p.m. Arizona time, Monday through Friday. And then most listeners know that Jim Bohannon is already retired.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you ever listen to Bohannon?
A little bit, a long time ago.
Towards the end, he was really good a few years ago. Towards the end, you could tell he was about ready to step down. But we're going to air all 3 hours of the Dana Show now.
Good.
From 11.
Because I wish you had me concerned when you said it was going to follow Mark Levin.
No, it's going to be from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. So you have to stay up later.
Well, that's
and
okay.
I know you're a night owl anyway.
I'd stay up later to listen to her.
But it's right. Absolutely. And that's Arizona time, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Arizona time, Monday through Friday. And then, of course, the big news today here at the station, we're on 106.5 in Bullhead City.
I heard that.
With more power. Right?
Very
good. We have more power. Five times more power.
Wow.
So once you get over the hill, folks, and you're driving towards Bullhead City and you get where the Havasu Heights turnoff is, and you're like, where'd my KNTR talk go? Where's 106.7? Just click down to 106.5.
One click down.
Pretty much. 106.5. And you'll get it all the way to Bullhead City. So hopefully we'll get Kenny from Yucca back on with the phone calls.
Could very well be.
Because he'll be able to get the station now. I just have to send up a carrier pigeon or something like that to let Kenny know, because he wasn't listening to the station. He couldn't receive 106.7. So anyway, that's the big news. Sports-wise, you got the Suns in the Heat tonight at 8. You got NCAA men's basketball tomorrow starting at 10:45, Kentucky at Alabama. Then you have the Chiefs, Raiders, Titans, Jaguars, Patriots, Bills on Sunday with Cardinals at Niners, and finishing up with the Lions at Green Bay.
Hmm.
So it looks like there's a scenario where Detroit, they win and they're in, I believe. But I think they need some help from Seattle.
Yeah.
To lose or win or whatever. So anyway, I love Coach Dan Campbell. I don't know.
I got to be honest with you. I'm so off NFL since
you
what's
would
his
love
name,
this guy. You would love this guy. He's like your little brother.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Well, he's like my little brother's dead.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
I mean personality wise.
Yeah.
He's a great coach. He's a great motivator. He gets out there with his players and does the calisthenics with them.
Really?
He's on Hard Knocks. This year, the NFL preseason, he was a tight end for the Cowboys and a couple of other teams, but he's a Sean Payton disciple from the Saints.
Yeah.
And a great coach. I'm really rooting for the Lions right now. So I know we have a listener over at Mojave Mortgage that's a huge Lions fan because he came to us from Michigan to this area. So if you want the complete schedule, it's at KNTRSports.com, 94.3, 100.5, 980 AM, KNTR Sports. Welcome to the team. There.
You know I'm a hockey guy.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Coyotes or Golden Knights?
How about Chicago Blackhawks?
Blackhawks. Chris Chelios. Except
he's retired. I used to live across the fence from Bobby Hall.
Really?
And down the street from...
Nice.
Stan Mikita.
Oh, nice. Nice,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, they all lived in Elmhurst and Villa Park and Oak Brook. The whole entire team did.
Stan Mikita's featured in the movie Wayne's World. I don't know if you know that or not. It's pretty funny, though.
I saw Wayne's World once, and it was like, you know.
It's a turn-off-your-brain movie.
Yeah, it is, pretty much. I like Tia Carrera on the second one, I think it was. She was a hottie. Now, she made a movie the other day,
she's
I guess.
She's on the first one.
Yeah.
She's definitely
Is she on the first one? Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely on the first one. So, all right, let's get back to this breaking news here. Well, it's not exactly breaking, but you started with it. The store, the samsguns.com, is it the website, the store, or both?
Everything.
For sale? It's all for sale.
Everything, yeah.
So talk to me about that. When did you make this decision? How was it?
Well, you know, Ellie's been pestering me, and it's like when you sit down for breakfast, she says, well, we'd have a real good breakfast if you'd sell the store. You know, and we'd have, would you like a cup of coffee after you sell the store?
Oh, okay. Was the coffee contingent on selling the store? Like,
apparently,
can I just
have
my coffee, please?
It's like it prefaces or suffixes every line that she says, if you sell the store.
Oh, now. Now, right. Yeah. So you say, what's for dinner? And she'll go, well, fried chicken if you sell the store.
Yeah. Contingent on you selling the store.
That's funny. Is there a, you want to go over an asking price? Is it, do you have a realtor?
Well, I'd like to, yeah, I have a realtor. I haven't given her all the paperwork yet, but it's Koina Tapscott.
Oh, Koina's going to be in here next month.
Is she really?
Or this month. I'm sorry.
Want to ask her when she comes in if she sold the store.
Sam wants to eat dinner now. Have you sold the store?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's funny. I hope Ellie's listening too.
She is. She just called me when I was pulling up here.
Uh huh.
And,
that's funny. Yeah, Koina is going to be here along with Vanessa Leeson, and they're going to be talking about the tax credit for Soroptimus.
And Melanie, former Mayor Melanie Grinstead-Hannock, she was a big.
You said her name correctly.
Well, she's dead now. I'm not going to pick on her and call her Grinstead-Hannock. I mean, that was then. After she stabbed me in the back when I ran for re-election.
Right. I wanted to get, I texted Sam earlier this morning, folks, about Sam's New Year's resolutions. And we're not going to get to that right now, but if you have
sell the store would be one of them.
That's a good one. That's a good one. We should go out with that too. So if you have a New Year's resolution, it doesn't have to be political. I'll give you an example. Just call in 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Give us your New Year's resolution, and you can get creative with it. Keep it clean. You know, we're still on the radio. We're still governed by the FCC here. So
you can text the dirty stuff.
I'll give you a really good example of one of my New Year's resolutions. Well, one of them is to be nice to certain people, and I'm not going to name. But I tend to throw a hand grenade into situations. I'm sure you do the same thing. Like,
frequently.
Fine, I'll take my toys and go home. Type of thing. Right. But my big New Year's resolution that I'm actually following up on, finally, was to clean the desktop on my computer.
Serious?
It was left over from the person previously sitting in that chair almost 3 years ago.
Wow.
So I cleaned it up.
Shame on you for taking that long. I clean mine up every couple days.
It's almost categorized by file type in columns.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how I roll. The other one, though, Sam, is in, do you use Outlook at all? Do you use it at work?
Yeah.
Outlook.
Yeah.
And you get these emails that it's spam, and it's something that Lord knows who subscribed to however many years ago, and you're still on that list getting it at the address.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a lot of stuff I do pay attention to, especially there's one Inside Radio. I love that feed. Hmm. But there's others that I don't know where they came, and some of them are borderline liberal. You know, like,
well, that wouldn't be me.
Like, we can provide you this guest who will talk about the other side of the immigration issue and how it affects churches and da 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 da. And I'm like, well,
I'm going to take a pass on that.
Exactly.
Hey, I used to be a Catholic, and I quit being a Catholic over their stance on immigration here, as far as I'm concerned.
So my New Year's resolution, click the unsubscribe button, go to the website, take me off all those lists.
Yeah, most of those unsubscribe buttons don't work.
But that's funny you say that. The Epic Times, or is it Epoch?
Yeah.
I went to they send you something almost every hour.
Every couple hours,
I'm
yeah.
like, oh my goodness.
And I've unsubscribed, if I haven't unsubscribed 500 times, I would kiss your backside.
And then you have to pay a dollar for the whole 3 month trial or blah 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 whatever. Yeah. They're just going to get you in the end with $100 a year or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I like the breaking news headlines and that, you know, every hour, every 2 hours or whatever. But it was just piling up and piling up.
Yeah,
unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. That's exactly what I went, and it just won't unsubscribe.
It's funny. Now, the reason I said it's funny you say that is because I unsubscribed to every single Epic Times feed. An hour later, I got another one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I got this one right now, and you know it's the same.
But I haven't gotten one today.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I have not.
Maybe they have the day off.
It's the power of Pauly.
It could be.
Yes.
It could be. It's and I can't remember for life me what it is, but it's like 10 different quasi-conservative websites, and they're the first four or five day old headlines in the
right.
conservative world, and then it follows up with them trying to sell you stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's right. And I can't even think off the top of me what it is right now, but I unsubscribe every single, since day one,
right,
I've unsubscribed.
Right. We should start a website or a Facebook feed called Sell the Store.
That would work.
You like that?
I'm also selling my 2007 Toyota FJ.
Wow, what's with all the selling going on? Are you trying to fight inflation? Is it that bad?
No, no. Are you kidding me? I don't have any bills. I can't have room for anything anymore.
I saw a side by side on the corner of a corner lot of a house, you know, just sitting there with a for sale sign on it, and I thought, wow. You know, the side-by-side craze is in full swing
right
now, and he's selling it. Maybe he's getting top dollar.
He must be getting top dollar because it'd be gone in a minute.
You would think, right?
It took me about a minute to sell my 500 Polaris. I put it on there, and I literally hadn't wiped off the screen yet and went down and rolled out in front of the house, and it was sold.
How much do you think you left on the table?
I got more than I paid for it.
Oh, that's good.
I mean,
that's
I got $1,000 more than what I paid for
it. Did it have a lot of use?
No. Well, my brother-in-law
really.
Rolled it down a hill one time.
Oh, did you disclose that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a few little scratches and dings in it, but.
Nice. Nice. And you still got more than you paid for it.
$1,000 more than I paid for it.
See, you're a born salesman, Sam.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't sell a store.
All right. Call in with your New Year's resolution, or I've got a segment coming up. We're going to call it Banned Phrases. I love this story.
Yeah.
It's from the University of Michigan.
Well, that should be enlightening.
And we know how much you love the... You're not really a Michigan hater,
no.
right?
Because
you're not from Ohio.
No, I'm not from Ohio.
But still, the Fighting Illini and Michigan don't get along too well either.
No, they don't, no.
Right. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Sam Scarmardo, owner of samsguns.com. And we'll be back with more in a moment. Here's some Kid Rock. Back on the other side. With more on Speak Out.
While we were trying different things, we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
No, it's not the Zach Gelb show over on the sports station. He leads with this.
Does he?
Yeah, I love that. I love it, I love it, I love it. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Go online to lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And don't forget, if you miss any part of this show, we have the archives at KNTRTalk.com. We stream live there as well. And we're also archived at the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. They've changed that app so much. The opening page, there's no longer 12 million icons to choose from. You scroll down. And it's like a section gets bigger and then smaller and then, you know, depending on what you're...
I'll have to look at that.
It's pretty cool. Have you downloaded it yet?
No.
It's I'll show you the shortcut to look for when you go do the search at the Apple iStore or Google Play. So, let's see. We mentioned Bill O'Reilly. We mentioned all the sports. We mentioned the Dana Show.
You have the list that can't be spoken again.
The words that can't be spoken again?
The list of phrases that are obsolete now.
Oh, this is pretty cool. So this comes from, let's see, it's moving forward. It says irregardless. That's funny.
That's a, yeah. Yeah. Well, someone obviously didn't know that there's no such word as irregardless.
I guess they teach that in journalism school because Nexstar Corporation put this out. So regardless of how you may feel about it, the judges of a Michigan University annual list would like you to quietly quit using some words and phrases. You know what the number one is?
Goat.
Goat.
It makes me sick. Every time I hear it, that was just taking what Steve said it was going to be. Goat was the number one in the other room. I said, it's got to be goat. Which, or you said that.
Which part? Which part makes you sick?
The LeBron James part.
Oh, it's for me, it's more, I'm a big Joe Montana fan.
And they keep, I like Joe Montana.
And they keep calling Brady the goat. But Joe Montana didn't lose. How many Super Bowls has Brady lost, no. right? How many finals has LeBron lost?
So, a lot.
Anyway, right.
He's a pompous, crybaby, whiny, arrogant, self-promoting jerk.
I'm not saying Montana is the GOAT. Don't get me wrong. All right, he's not the greatest quarterback of all time. But is there one? They all play in different eras. They all play by a different set of rules now. It's not like soccer where the rules have barely changed over the last 100 years. Seriously, the one rule that's really changed since Argentina won the World Cup in 78, and then they just recently won the World Cup, was playing the ball back to the keeper.
Yep.
The keeper used to be able to scoop it up and stall and stall and stall.
Yeah.
Well, then now they've made it so if you play it back with your foot, he has to play the ball with his foot. All right, but if you play it back with your chest or your head, then the keeper can pick it up. That's the big difference.
That's the kids. They were both soccer.
That's a huge difference. Yeah. Offside rules the same. Set pieces the same. All of it's the same. But football is totally... Come on, man.
Yeah, come on.
You can't even touch a quarterback now. Calling Brady the greatest of all time when he can't even get hit... When Montana got slammed, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Anyway, there's my rant on quarterbacks. All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, Paul. This is Donna from Kingman.
Listener Donna, how's it going?
Oh, not bad. What say you?
No, what say you? That's a...
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Is that your phrase you want banned?
No.
Oh.
I came in a little late. I didn't hear what time he's supposed to be on.
You didn't hear what?
I didn't hear what time he's supposed to be on.
Oh, 7 p.m., right after Mark Levin. After the time change, it'll be 6 p.m.
Ooh, great.
7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. I know. A lot of us miss him, too. So there was something that you sent me this morning as a link to a story, a post. Kingman got another Dollar General.
Wow, that's what they need, that's for sure.
How many Dollar Generals are there in Kingman now?
I don't know, 3 or 4, but they got about 10 or 11 dollar stores, and they're gonna plan for another one north of Kingman by a fire department.
Wow.
Right. Over on Northern, I think.
Well, this is something, as long as we're talking dollar stores. Let me, you ever go to Needles?
I haven't been there for a while, but I have been there.
When you come in, the first east exit on the left-hand side is the only dollar store I have ever seen go out of business.
Oh.
It's a trailer rental place now, but it was a Dollar General, I believe, and it still says Smeary Dollar General on the above the trailer rental thing. But I've never seen one go out of business. It's all I could figure in Needles. It was from all the shoplifting.
Okay. Hey, by the way, Paul,
yes.
You know that commercial on there about that supplement and Kathy Lee's on there, Gifford?
Oh, on one of the network commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get sick of hearing her.
You get sick of hearing her?
Yeah. I didn't hear her laugh.
You bring out the best in people, Sam. You know that? That was a really evil laugh, by the way.
I watched her and Regis for a short time when they come on, and it's hee hee hee, and she couldn't keep her hands off of Regis, so enough of that, you know.
Hey, I wanna read something while you're on the phone, okay, Donna?
Okay.
Okay, these are the top responses, let's say, that got the most likes to this Dollar General story right?
Okay.
It's a Kingman Daily Miner story, kdminer.com, Dollar General's plural, proliferate in Kingman. So the top response, 22 likes, stop with the dollar stores. Holy, you know what? Can we please get better variety, healthier options? Kingman is growing. Another one, Kingman is the land of the dollar stores. It would be nice to have something other than another dollar store. Here's another one. The only thing that unites Kingman is its disdain for Dollar General. You gotta love that.
I hate dollar stores. There's only one good dollar store in the world, and it's the one where the old Walmart used to be. Or the old Walmart used to be. They have vegetables there.
Right.
And they, you know, it's the only dollar store I've ever been in that has fresh vegetables.
Somebody said, screw another dollar store. Give us a Bass Pro store. Or Bass Pro Shop is what he meant.
Yeah.
We need a grocery store of some kind.
Are there any boats in Kingman, by the way?
Boats?
Yeah, people. Do they own boats there? It doesn't seem...
Is there any water in
Kingman? It seems a little far from... It's like owning a boat in Denver, right?
There's someone up the street somewhere that has a boat. I've seen them come down before, but...
Okay.
Well,
now we know your pet peeve is Kathy Lee Gifford and her laugh. I like that.
Yeah.
It's very... You made Sam laugh, so that's a great thing right there. Donna, thanks for calling. Did you have anything else?
No.
Not today. Well,
nope, see.
Monday at 7, you can tune into your Bill O'Reilly, all right? And what say you?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
You're welcome. And it's called the No Spin News, by the way. If I was him, I would have named it What Say You.
Yeah.
It's his phrase.
Somebody's probably got a copyright on that.
You think? Possibly. Let's take a short break. Pleasantly interrupted by Donna before we got into the phrases. These are great. These are really, really good. So, anyway, and one of them's Irregardless, which was in the story.
Yeah.
That the writer mistakenly put in there. All right, little Kid Rock, as we go to break, I'm Paul Lavoie with Sam Scarmardo from samsguns.com. Stay with us. Speak Out. We'll continue.
You know, I was in fifth grade when my teacher said there's no such word as irregardless.
Fifth grade? I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah.
Were you in a one-room schoolhouse?
No.
Oh, okay.
Chicago School District.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Speak Out. Sam, did you sell the store yet?
No. At least I don't know. I can't say positively yay or nay.
You better not go home till you sell the store.
Yeah. Thank you.
We should
Thank you for your sympathy.
We should have Ellie call in about that. We should.
Yeah. It'd be the end of the show. She'd be on here the whole entire time.
Really?
I bought a motorhome and I want to use it.
Oh, I see. That's the motivation.
Yeah.
What kind of motorhome?
A Frontier, 15 Frontier.
Pop-outs, all that?
Yeah, pop-outs, all that.
Nice. Good mileage, bad mileage,
terrible.
Diesel?
No, it's gas, but terrible mileage.
Well, at least you're paying less for fuel.
A little bit. I mean, I drove in Chicago and back, $2,400 in gas.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
I've seen what the tires cost on those, too.
Yeah.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College. Herbs, Sun Power by Esme Electric, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and one of our long time, I don't know how many years you've been sponsoring the show, but samsguns.com.
Probably 20 years.
20?
I would say, bet it's close to that, I would bet.
So, we go from calling the host a bootlicking toady, not me.
Yeah.
Like three.
No, you're not a bootlicking toady.
No? Not yet.
No. No.
You didn't see my last post on Facebook.
The host in question if certain elite people in this community said one of the seven words you can't say here, he would just kowtow to it, and, you know.
So then why would you sponsor Speak Out for so long?
Because I get a good response from the advertising.
There you go. That's
the main
ding,
reason.
Ding, ding, ding. Great answer, by the way.
I just cut off another one of the radio people in town because I never got a single response for 2 or 3 months. We'd ask everybody, where'd you hear about us? Fuck, NTR.
Oh, wow. Very
and
good.
And the other radio station, So
Do you do that referral type thing on your website, too? Like, where'd you hear about us? Or
no, I can't say we do it right now. We have done it in the past.
You could.
Yeah, we could.
Wait, what's your take on all this that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now in Congress with Kevin McCarthy?
I'm so embarrassed.
Are you embarrassed?
I'm embarrassed. Seriously. Right now, we're just... When Maxine Waters can get up and scream at the Republicans and after she's stolen millions of dollars to give to her daughter, and all the rest of the Democrats are just on there to steal money. That's all they are. I'm sure some Republicans do it as well, but if were I a senator or a congressperson, I could afford to not take the pay. I would take the pay nonetheless because when I was on city council with Greeley and I were on city council, we get up here and we got like $600 or $700 a month is what you got. And I guarantee you, you use more than that in 50-50s and dinners and lunches and breakfast you're supposed to go to. So it's a net loser. And I figured it cost me out of pocket, missing work at the railroad, $44,000 to be on city council.
My goodness.
Yeah. But wow. It's a civic duty. Everybody's entitled and required to be do civil service somewhere down the line. I don't mean civil service like a mailman. I mean doing service to the, that's what they call them, public servants.
Interesting. I just, if this thing goes to
50.
No, if it goes to where a Democrat, I can't remember his name, but if he assumes the role of Speaker with Hakeem Jeffries, with a Republican majority, I'm going independent. You saw my post on Facebook, evidently.
I don't know. I didn't.
No, I posted that. If it comes to Hakeem Jeffries getting the Speaker of the House,
he's a flipping communist, a Black Lives Matter communist.
There is that.
With the names, I'm assuming he's pro-Muslim too.
So the other big story is Ruben Gallego.
Yeah.
And he's forming a big team, and I have this on my state news on our sister station.
At the border?
KJJJ. No, this is people from big campaigns like Raphael Warnock and Fetterman. They're on his team
Uncle
now.
Festerman?
But he's going to try to primary Sinema. Ruben Gallego.
Yeah, that won't work.
Kyrsten Sinema.
Yeah, I wouldn't support him anyway.
I don't know that we can't vote in their primary though as Republicans. And if I go, then if I switch to independent, I can't vote. I won't have a primary to vote in, which doesn't really bother me. But
I've never been a Democrat. I've never voted for a Democrat in my 70 and a half years.
Would you? Now this is what I think happened to Carrie Lake. All evidence points to it that a lot of people didn't vote for her or the Democrat. It happened in Swikert's district, I believe. He got 25,000 more votes than Carrie Lake, the Republican, David Swikert. So I really think that's what happened to her and why she lost. She lost by 17,000.
Right.
25,000 of that deficit.
She didn't lose. I mean, I'm over here. I'm a denier. I'm a denier, and she did not lose in that situation. Her and I did not get along at the first campaign because I was a Matt Salmon supporter.
Right.
And you remember you were there at the picnic, and she called me Mr. Rude. And when I sent her $1,000, I signed the check at the bottom, Mr. Rude.
Did you get a reply from her on that?
No, I didn't. No, but she's the speaker at our Lincoln Day dinner next month here in Lake Havasu, of which the tickets became available today, and I do have tickets at my table, which is the front table.
I did vote for Lake.
So did I. I sent her $1,000. Why would I not vote for it? Seems like it's the kiss of death if I send anybody a check.
However, I was a little disappointed at the Republican picnic. I introed her. I don't know if you were there. And you know, introduced her.
I've never missed a Republican picnic in 20 years.
Oh, that's true. And then I had sat with her for probably a good part of an hour when she called you Mr. Rude. Before she got up there, we sat and talked about the media and reporting and this and that and the other thing and her past with Fox 10 and this and that. And then when I introduced her a year later, walked right past me like I was a ghost. I don't know if she was concentrating on her stump speech or if she didn't remember me.
She's a good speaker.
But I thought, that's odd. But most politicians, anyway, would remember your even your name. She's not a politician.
She's
I get
a budding
that.
Politician. So.
I get that. I just thought it was a little weak on the integrity side that she would do that, not shake my hand or something. So.
Well, you know, first of all, when I get into office, and I'll probably quit running, I'll ever run for anything again. Ellie says, if I ever run for anything, it'll be my wife.
So. You know, you got to be careful when your wife says that.
Oh, yeah.
You sleep with one eye open now?
No, not really. You know,
well,
I got my little dog protects me at night.
So let's get back to those phrases.
Yeah, let's do.
Michigan University. This is hilarious. So number one we established was the GOAT. Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Which, no, Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time.
Oh, without a question of a doubt, one of the best. I had him in my cab one time. He was an arrogant ass.
Not LeBron James.
No.
Yeah.
But LeBron James is an arrogant, even more arrogant. Maybe he's the greatest of all time arrogant asses. I don't know. But
I named my daughter after Michael Jordan.
Did you really?
Yeah. Jordan Marie.
Oh.
Jordan Marie, right. Exactly. All right. If she was a boy, it would have been Jordan Paul.
Okay.
Like JP. All right. So number two, inflection point. I'm not sure why inflection point landed
that
there.
That sounds like something like somewhere on there is Karine Jean-Pierre on there or what?
Is she?
Was one of her circling? Or no, that was what's her name?
Circleback.
Like Circleback, yeah.
That was
Jen Psaki.
Jen Psaki. That's correct. So after GOAT was inflection point, and the article says that received its banishment for losing its original meaning as a mathematical term.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. That is a mathematical term, by golly.
I guess it is. Quiet quitting? Have you heard that one?
I've never heard that one ever.
I think that's like ghosting. You just don't come back.
I know. That's just that's something in this millennial age group type thing. They just quiet quit.
That's number three, quiet quitting. Number four.
It's a funny thing. That's the second time today I've heard that phrase.
What?
Quiet quitting. There's an article on
the first time you heard it, I said it.
No. Oh. I was reading it. I read the news before I come over, and it was talking about why people are quiet quitting.
Oh. Yeah, they were ghosting interviews. I actually, that word does not appear on the list, which is surprising to me. Ghosting?
Ghosting.
Gaslighting came in at number four.
Jeez, obviously. That's the media, an ancient movie.
No, we know gaslighting. It's more of a term. It's more of a hyperbole when you're gaslighting somebody. It's almost like a false accusation.
Mm-hmm.
Some Democrats would argue that saying that elections are rigged is gaslighting. That's a good example of gaslighting.
These elections are rigged. The Democrats, Katie Hobbs has managed to steal the election here two elections in a row.
Number five is moving forward.
That's
I think that's dumb.
That's dumb, yeah.
That's just
moving
dumb.
Forward, yeah. Goes without saying.
Those are words. It's not really an original phrase or anything. Number six. I don't say this as much as I do number nine, but amazing. That's amazing.
I don't say that at all, yeah.
Kids say that a lot. That's
really?
Just amazing. Yeah.
Really? See, my little dogs are amazing.
It was an amazing. See, it's an amazing show. I have an amazing dog. I have an amazing cat. Amazing what have you.
I'm not very easily amazed. So.
Here's another one. Does that make sense? I say that all the time.
I say that a bit.
Know what I mean? You know, I say that a lot, but does that make sense?
Did you know what I mean on there?
No. No, but these get even better. I think the bottom three are the best. Number eight is irregardless.
Yeah.
Because people.
It's just non-word.
It's just not a word.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. There's my word. Right?
There you go. Yeah.
My word.
I use that one.
Absolutely. I say that all the time. And number 10, it is what it is.
That's ancient.
I mean,
it is what
that.
It is ancient. One of the comedians back in the olden days used to, I mean, I'm talking old black and white TV days used to say, it is what it is.
I say it all the time. I like saying it is what it is. But my favorite thing to probably say, and Steve and I were talking about this, is back in the day.
Yeah, there you go.
You say back
you're not
in
even
the
old
day
enough to say that.
Now, my pet peeve would be the people that use the term, what is it, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, yeah.
It's
yeah,
so lazy.
I never use that. Yeah.
It's just lazy.
That's lazy, yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, yeah, okay, thanks. I just tune them out right there. It's almost like Tracy when she hears an acronym, you're tuned out.
You're not German, apparently.
Don't say
Germans
the acronym.
Germans are great on acronyms.
Don't say MCSO without saying Mojave County Sheriff's Office first, or you'll lose.
Have you ever been to Germany?
No.
Everything is an acronym in Germany.
My brother was born in Germany, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whatever you do,
Bitburg
you don't want
Air Force Base.
You don't have to try to understand all the acronyms. And whatever you do, don't litter.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why it's so clean there.
It's impeccably clean. I was eating, believe it or not, a Snicker, and a little corner of it fell on the ground. I had like four people come over and tell me, you know, right there pointing.
Was ist das?
Was ist das? Was ist...
So
it was incredible. And another thing you don't do is, and I forgot what it was. It was going through my head right now. But see, you've upset me, and I don't remember what it was. But.
So I have a phrase that needs to get on this list. And
what?
It's a phrase that in broadcasting school we called it a baby puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Because a baby puppy is the same thing, right?
Right.
Point in time. At that point in time. No, it's at that
that's
point.
That's an as Isaac Asimov type phrase.
Point in time.
I think he wrote a book.
Is a lame phrase.
Yeah.
Lame. It's at that point. All right. Don't add in time, because at that point is a point in time.
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's a double positive.
It's a baby puppy. It's exactly what it is. I learned from one of the best talk radio hosts I've ever known locally. He worked at KDON, and he was my instructor. One of my instructors in broadcasting school. So.
I just remembered what it was. I forgot about Germany. And this is, you've heard of Erwin Rommel, you know, the Desert Fox and all that.
Yes.
He got over and he said the French spent all that money on the Maginot Line, and all they had to do was put up 100,000 don't step on the grass signs.
That's funny. So you brought in a map.
Yeah, this is just.
Was that for the show?
This is from city. The state lands is wanting to convert the entire island
right. So
to housing.
I wanted to get local before I got one of your resolutions at least.
Yeah.
So what's the significance of the map? It looks like it's focused over there by Site 6 on the island.
Yeah, Site 5, 4, 5, 6, all that area there, the places. It's just like they're going to turn the whole thing into these teeny tiny. Already I'm ticked off at the city. We got a few minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm ticked off at the planning and zoning and the city council for
allowing. About 3 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll keep it down to two then.
Uh-huh.
About these teeny little houses they're putting up, and they're getting teenier and teenier every one you look at. The one across the police station, that looks like eight garden sheds is what it looks like. Eight garden sheds. You know,
that's all I need.
You know, I told the mayor, I says, you know, you got two big empty lots next to your house over on Palo Verde. We should just zone that for single whites.
Well, at least you told him face to face and not on the radio.
Oh, no, him and I talk all the time.
Right,
I mean, I PO'd at him right now because of the, what do you want to call the thing? The drag show?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this taking the wish. In fact, I'm pissed off at the whole entire city. That's not one of the seven words, you know.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and the entire city council, with the exception of Michelle and Nancy, the rest of them are all, let's just have a drag show here. And
otherwise, you guys
that object to it are bigots. All I got to say is I know where I'm not eating hamburgers anymore, and I know where I'm not getting sandwiches. I don't buy sandwiches that typify from anyone who typifies me as being a bigot.
Or gas.
Yeah, or gas.
Or gas.
I buy my gas at Smith.
Oh, okay.
That's a free advertisement there. But I get points.
I do Chevron.
Do you?
There's a reason for that. Yeah, but there's a reason for that.
What's that?
You own
shares in it?
I used to live with somebody who commuted from Vegas or Laughlin to Vegas and back. And they got one extra trip to Vegas out of a tank of Chevron gas. That's 90 more miles per tank.
Hmm.
Think about that. So, all right, we're running low on time. So, do you have a resolution that'll impact the audience
with
the way they live?
It will not be being nice to Democrats. That's one thing right there. I have a hard time. I says resolution. The only resolution I can think is I'm going to lose weight. And I'm like 28 pounds.
I think you already have.
28 pounds, yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, on that carnivore diet.
Oh, nice.
Basically, and I love meat anyway, so.
That's the one Karate Man does, Sean Hannity.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he eats on the carnivore diet.
Yeah. Well, so I box with Steve, so.
Is it all protein?
Yeah, pretty much all protein. No cookies, no candy, no soda. I can't even drink soda.
How tough is that, though, to get off of carbs like that?
Well.
How long did that take before you didn't want them anymore?
I still want them. But unfortunately, you know, I can't typify that with being a certain length in time.
Or a point in time?
A point in time, yeah.
Gotcha. All right, we're going to take a short break. and come back. I'll let you know who's on the next hour on Speak Out 2.0. Sam, thanks for joining me today.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Great hour. Thanks, listener Donna, for making this talk radio, not just listen radio. We appreciate it. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Welcome back to Speak Out. Speak Out 2.0 coming up next. Brenda Escoria from North Country Healthcare is going to be on. And we're going to have Tashura coming back on the show. She is representing the Rotary talking about Slabberama. Big, big barbecue stuff going on at Rotary Park. You're going to find out all the information about Slab-O-Rama on Speak Out 2.0 after news and a short break. And don't forget, Bill O'Reilly starts back up on Monday. No Spin News will air after Mark Levin from 7 to 8 p.m. Arizona time, Monday through Friday. Hey, have a great weekend. Take it safe out there, and we'll see you on Monday on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.